prominent Sudbury lawyer Ted Conroy passed away February 20 at the age of 89. Edward James Ted Conroy was born in Kirkland Lake on January 14, 1933. Conroy grew up in Kirkland Lake and attended secondary school in Sudbury. In 1950, Conroy attended the University of Toronto, where he graduated on the President's Honor Roll. Upon graduation, Conroy won the Victoria College Athletic Letter and the Governor General's Silver Medal before attending Osgoode Hall Law School. Called to the bar in 1958, he practiced from Sudbury throughout the province of Ontario until his retirement in 2021. Conroy was a founder of the firm now named Conroy Scott LLP. Over the course of his practice, Conroy participated in several breaking civil suits. In 1988, he was awarded the continuing designation of Specialist in Civil Litigation by the Law Society of Upper Canada. His obituary said Conroy enjoyed many adventures in the outdoors. He shot his first deer in 1948 and began camping on Lake Armstrong that same year, where he later built his beloved camp, Trillhaven. His hunt camp on Manitoulin was another of his favorite places. In the 1970s, Ted and Heikki Ovenen opened Nordic Hills Ski Resort, a now-defunct ski hill in Sudbury's South End, and there Conroy coached the Nancy Green Ski League, which provided young skiers with ski training and racing programs. Over the years, Conroy has received many awards and honors, including a Hubby Award, as well as life memberships to both the Sudbury Game and Fish Protective Association and the Ruffed Grouse Society. The obituary said one of his proudest moments came when he was conferred with an honorary Doctor of Sacred Letters from Huntington University, later serving as Huntington's third chancellor for 8 years and then becoming Huntington's first chancellor emeritus. Conroy was a prominent member of the Sudbury community and could be found at most fundraising events in the city. His stepdaughter, Mary Liz Warwick, said Conroy left a lasting impression on everyone he met. She said he worked up until last year, and loved his profession and mentoring young lawyers. Being a lawyer was a huge part of his identity. He also loved the outdoors. You name it, if it was something you could do outside, he did it, and along with wife Jean, could be found at most fundraising events in Greater Sudbury. Huntington President Dr. Kevin McCormick said in a written statement that he learned in recent days how proud Conroy was of his role with Huntington. To know how much this role meant to him is very touching, McCormick said. He was a remarkable ambassador for our institution, leading with purpose, passion and integrity. His involvement with our institution spans more than 6 decades. In the 1950s, he was among a group of volunteers from St. Andrew's United Church to come together to raise funds in support of a project to build a new university, Huntington University, in the north. Ted's life legacy is forever intertwined with that of our institution, and his outstanding contributions to higher education in Northern Ontario will live on through Huntington. Conroy was a strong supporter of Huntington University, Maison Sudbury Hospice, the Northern Ontario School of Medicine, the Canadian Cancer Society, St. Joseph's Villa and St. Andrew's United Church. Above all, he loved his family and was very proud of all of their accomplishments, said his obituary. Everyone who knew him, knew he was a very proud father and grandfather. To say he will be greatly missed is an understatement. Conroy is survived by his wife Jean Conroy, who says he was the love of her life. He was the proud father of Sarah Janet Conroy, Ernest James Conroy and Charles Clark Conroy, predeceased. Proud grandfather of Amanda, Spencer, Brigid and Maeve and his step-grandchildren Peter Warwick, Jenna Warwick and Veronica Warwick Chong. He will be sadly missed by his niece Heather Garbutt, his nephew Matthew Conroy, their children and his cousin Harriet. He will be greatly missed by his stepchildren Douglas Warwick, Shanti Weerasekara, Dr. Robert Sales, predeceased, and Mary Liz Warwick, Jason Chong. Conroy is predeceased by his parents Lila, Nay Hoffman, and Ernie Conroy and brother Nelson Conroy, Carol, and sister Arlene Conroy. A visitation will be held February 24 at Jackson and Barnard Funeral Home. Friends may gather between 2 and 5 p.m. A funeral will be held at Huntington University on Friday, February 25 at 11 a.m. Proof of vaccination including QR code and government-issued identification is required for all attendees of the funeral. The family says donations to the Dr. Edward J. Conroy Scholarship Fund at Huntington University or Maison Sudbury Hospice would be greatly appreciated.